A few days ago, I posted a video to 500,000 viewers about the three girls that got slashed and lost their lives at an attack at a Taylor Swift dance class. I then did a deep dive on the subsequent riots from both sides that took place all across the UK. Now, the masked counter-protesters dressed in all black are still marching through the streets, openly carrying weapons, oftentimes in front of law enforcement, with virtually zero outrage from their mainstream media. And even when their local coppers, that just look like crossing guards with half the ability, try to stop these groups, they quickly have to retreat. So when the citizens encounter these mobs, they're basically on their own. But apparently, if someone like me shares this footage with you, they'll throw me in jail.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offense. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth.
And these aren't idle threats, they're legit imprisoning people in expedited trials.
You have been committed for sentence, having pleaded guilty to an offence of publishing written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting. You took to social media in order to encourage others towards participation in the attacks. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment.
And if that's not bad enough, they're actually threatening to extradite and prosecute US citizens too.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Even the BBC is reporting on this, stating even people abroad aren't safe from them, as they apparently have prosecutors around the globe. But honestly, this didn't work out too well for them last time they tried it. So the UK authorities can't stop these mobs from taking over their streets, they'll just try to stop you from noticing those mobs taking over their streets. Of course, they can jail their defenseless citizens from noticing things, but I somehow doubt they'll be able to come after Americans expressing their First Amendment rights protected by their Second. So they can send spooky messages online, write me angry emails regarding my last video documenting the unrest. I seriously doubt they can do anything about Americans sharing the footage of their failures. As the US does have an extradition treaty with the UK, but only if it breaks laws in both countries. So the UK's Crown Prosecution Service can post pathetic videos threatening to arrest you for reposting hatred, which the official UK government shared to 32 million viewers. But it should be noted, the Democrat candidate for vice president wants this same exact world for America.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech.
So whenever they say it's about stopping mean words online, just know it's actually a way for them to stop you from knowing anything inconvenient to them. Because I would somewhat believe them if they were going after anybody that was inciting crimes in their streets. But if they won't even arrest the mobs with machetes, actually chasing down their coppers in the streets, I somehow doubt arresting me in America is going to solve their issues. So are they cracking down on free speech to make the streets safe, or are they cracking down on free speech because they're crumpet communists? Because even though they posted this on Twitter, they blocked anybody from responding to them. And then they went on to attacking Elon Musk.
There's a sort of silly argument sometimes about free speech, and you know, Musk is sort of trying to pretend sort of freedom of speech is an absolute right. It's never been an absolute right.
As even Scottish politicians on Twitter go after Musk, calling him a race baiter that must be held to account for his actions. To which Elon replied, "I dare that scumbag to sue me," calling Humza super racist himself, providing, on Twitter, the clear evidence of such.
I'm the only non-white person in the room. But why are we so surprised when the most senior positions in Scotland are filled almost exclusively by those who are white? Take my portfolio alone. The Lord President, white. The Lord Justice Clerk, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. White, 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 white. That is not good enough.
Imagine being a second-generation immigrant in Scotland and being outraged at the idea that everybody is white. That's like me going into parts of Middle America and saying, "Thanks for welcoming me into your country and letting me become an American citizen. Now I demand everybody look Chinese or else you guys are bigots." As if Hamza didn't himself prove how accepting that country is by getting elected into Scottish Parliament. I guess he wouldn't be happy unless there's a complete takeover, and if you even suggest, "Why would Scotland need to do this?" he'll just say that's why we need to get rid of Elon Musk and his pesky free speech. As a UK posts about the prison sentences for violent protests, including 7 years for inciting hatred, to which they just handed out a 3-year prison sentence for a social media post. And Viva Frey points out the post was just 3 days ago, meaning he was convicted in just 2 days, with the Telegraph reporting that even witnesses to the riots will be refused bail. And a month ago, they reported how their prime minister cleared out prisons to tackle overcrowding. Never mind the fact that these judges handing out prison sentences to citizens over the protests all seem to have insane histories of being ridiculously lenient on heinous crimes, but suddenly want to clamp down on the rule of the law on these protesters specifically. And if you even notice this, they'll come after you too. And see how, through the power of freedom of speech, how alarming this story gets when you even begin to lift the veil. Their justice system seems to be a well-oiled machine when it comes to clamping down on certain citizens rioting in the streets. And like my last video, I admit, there are protesters on the right doing terrible things that need to stop. But the counter-protesters somehow get a pass and oftentimes police protection, to which their police officers openly admit there is two-tiered policing.
But the police are under attack for seemingly having, well, politicization, two-tier morality, let's say. What's your view on that, as I believe an ex-policeman yourself?
I've experienced two-tier policing. There was riots in Hanford years ago, and they re-escalated around 2009, 2010. But because of the racial tensions, we were made as police officers to stand in like normal street uniform, with no protective clothing, just round shields. We had people walking past us with baseball bats and machetes tapping on the shields, and we had to stand there and do nothing. Yet the next weekend you'd be at a football match and no holds barred. And it was like that all the time. It was based in Small Heath in Birmingham, right by the Green Lane Mosque. And you're always told to treat one side of the community one way and the other side completely differently.
And unfortunately, this just distracts them from what they really need to be focusing on, the three girls that lost their lives at a Taylor Swift dance class, and how we as a society can prevent that from happening again, protecting the next kids. So somehow the powers that be in the UK turned a mass tragedy that everybody should be able to get behind into divisive rioting over their desperate attempt to manipulate the media and the people into thinking the suspect was a Welsh schoolboy that starred in musicals. And when the citizens were upset over this, they didn't backtrack and apologize over their actions. They revealed blatant two-tiered policing and authoritarian censorship that they would even need to enforce in America just to desperately control the narrative that anybody even respects them anymore. So if you're an American citizen and want to make sure that doesn't come over here, go over to vote.gov or click the link in the description and make sure you're registered to vote. Share this video with someone that needs to see what's really going on in the world, then also encourage them to vote. And if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how the mainstream media tried to attack Trump to his face, but accidentally ended up proving him right.